StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast.
My name is Greg Corbin, and there's a Little League baseball field in Charlottesville called Brian Calvin Corbin Field, and I would like to tell the story of how it got its name.
Greg came to one of our mobile booths with his wife, Catherine, to tell the story about that ball field and their son, Brian.
When Brian was getting ready for his ninth birthday, he said that he would never make it to double digits, meaning 10 years old. We didn't understand that because he was healthy, but he did not want to celebrate his birthday.
That's when I got worried. I said, okay, we're going to take you in to see somebody. And he was delighted. He loved talking to somebody. It was just fun for him.
Well, over the next several months, he said that he wanted to have a belated birthday party. Catherine came home one day, and he was pulling a red wagon down the driveway, and he had his camping gear on there and his toys and teddy bears. Catherine said, Brian, what are you doing? And Brian said, I'm ready to go on my trip.
And I said, Brian, I'll be so sad if you leave. And he said, Mom, I have to go.
And Catherine said, well, you can't go away because you have your birthday party. And he said, all right. And then the next morning was his party. There were several things he did that we didn't realize till later, but he wrote letters to some of his friends and put a sign on his door. The sign said, Brian's on a trip, don't worry about me. And then the kids came for the party. He didn't want any gifts, but his little girlfriend gave him a kiss, and his boyfriend wrote a song for him. And then it was time for Brian to play Little League. Now, he'd always was afraid of the ball. He was the littlest kid on the team. But when Brian got there, he was fearless. He was charging after the ground balls and just having the best time. It was his first time up at bat. He got walked to first base. The next little boy hit a triple, and Brian ran around the bases, crossed home plate, and he was the happiest little boy I ever saw. He gave me a high five and went into the dugout, and then he collapsed. The coach brought him out, and I'm an anesthesiologist, and that's what I do is resuscitate people, and something inside told me he wasn't coming back.
As soon as we left the hospital, I thought to myself, that's what he was trying to tell us all that time.
Yeah, but it wasn't in my belief system that something like that could happen. After he died, I went to the ball field to get my car, and it was the most beautiful spring day I've ever seen. The honeysuckle was out, which for that early in the year is very unusual. And there was another Little League game playing when I went back, and I was looking at the other kids playing, and I reached up to wipe a tear from my eye. You know, I had the smell of vomit from when I tried to resuscitate him. And the smell of the vomit combined with the smell of the honeysuckle. And then all of a sudden, everything got very clear. And I had the sense that if I could bring Brian back, it would be for me, not for him, that he had finished. And the unfinished business was just mine. That's the story of how Brian Corbin Field got its name. It was a dumpy field when Brian played, and a month or two later, they renovated it. Now, when people come and their little kids play Little League, and they say, we were playing on this field, and it's named Corbin Field. Is that any relation? And then I say, yes.
That's Greg and Catherine Corbin remembering their son Brian in Charlottesville, Virginia. To see photos of Brian and the ball field that's named for him, as well as the sign that Brian left on his door the day he died, visit our website, storycorps.org. You can also read the Corbin story in the StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love. This is Michael Garofalo for the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening. Hi, one more note before we sign off. Thanksgiving is coming up next week, and as some of you may remember, StoryCorps launched a new holiday tradition last year. It's called the National Day of Listening, and it happens the day after Thanksgiving. Simply put, we're encouraging everyone to take an hour on that day to sit down with a relative or friend and ask them about their life. It's basically do-it-yourself StoryCorps, a kind of alternative to going shopping at the mall that Friday. And we've got do-it-yourself materials, including a great video, to walk you through interviewing, recording the conversation, and preserving it for your family. The DIY guide is available for free online, so to find out how to take part in the National Day of Listening this year, go to nationaldayoflistening.org.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Additional funding comes from the Atlantic Philanthropies and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at StoryCorps.org.